It is the Sydney Comedy Festival. It's kicking off next Monday. And we have the chance here at Drive to speak to someone who, I guess, is a patron of Australian comedy. He's one of the finest improvisational comics. Mark Watson is returning to Australia after sporting a host of UK awards. And this will see him perform his new show. It's called The Infinite Show. That took out the Edinburgh Festival by storm. Like, really killed it there. So, look, he's the author of 6 novels. He's a stand-up comedian. He's also nominated as one of the 50 sexiest Jews. And he's on the line to have a chat to us about his new show. Mark, how are you doing? Hello.
I'm good, thank you. Hello?
Hi. I will just say, we are speaking to Mark on an international number here, so there might be a little bit of a delay. But Mark, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope the tech stands up to this occasion.
Well, look, it's real radio here, you know? Like, it's all about troubleshooting on our end. But, look, you're a funny guy.
That's the real deal.
You're a funny guy. I saw you open the Melbourne All-Stars event last year with this hilarious bit about long-sightedness and how you basically didn't believe that it existed. And you know what? This is the thing about improvisational and, like, you know, observational comedy. It's that it comes to you, right? So tell me a little bit about your process of making jokes. Like, how did you develop your sense of humor, and where does your content come from?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, these days, some of my show is pre-written and, you know, comes in the form of routines, but more and more I do try to work with the audience. In this show, there's a whole section of the show where I take information from the audience before the show via cards which people can fill out, and then I try and tailor the show to them. I think when you start out, you are kind of very written and you're following a plan and, you know, trying to do it as much a script as possible. But then when you get to my sort of age, you kind of relish the challenge of improvising, making each show different and trying to make it more about every individual audience, especially. It's more fun that way.
Yeah, definitely. So you say that, you know, you kind of take a pre-poll from the audience with some of your shows and try and riff off, you know, the type of audience that you're in. What are some of the most, I guess, what are some of the biggest challenges that you've had from that? Like, what are some of the weirdest things or weirdest audiences that you've had before?
Well, I've been in Melbourne for most of the month, and Melbourne crowds are pretty good for this sort of thing. Australians in general are pretty good at being forthcoming with personal information, I think it's fair to say. I had a guy, last night I had a guy who claimed that we were living in a simulation. You know, you get these people inspired by The Matrix who think that there is no reality, that we're just living in a sort of universe constructed by some other kind of being, like a virtual reality kind of existence. The sort of thing that's quite difficult to argue against, in a way, because it's not easy to prove or disprove that.
Yeah. How did you turn that into...
We talked about it for a little bit. I don't do it to try and make fun of people. I do it because, genuinely, I'm interested in audience members and interested in people. Generally, I like to hear the range of opinions in the room and try to make the show a bit about that. The show is kind of about, it's meant to be about empathy and understanding each other, and the best way that I can do that through comedy is to try and, you know, form some new relationships kind of in real time, basically, with the audience.
Yeah, definitely. And look, I mean, you say that now that, you know, you've been doing comedy for basically your whole career, right? Like, you start off, you know,
yeah,
really kind
time.
Of, exactly, such a long time. You start off, you know, writing all of your routines and, you know, kind of memorizing everything. And now it is a little bit about, you know, just kind of improvising or, you know, going with the flow of things. Do you think that all comedy or all comedians get to a point like that? Or do you think that it really takes some kind of special or a particular personality type to feel comfortable doing that in front of, you know, thousands of people?
It's to do with personality type, definitely. And the times I've kind of riffed a little bit at the gala, like you mentioned, or in other huge gigs like that, that is kind of that is a bit of a high wire thing. Not everyone does want to do that, however old they are or experienced. I think plenty of people get to my sort of age and experience level, and they're still basically doing constructed shows, which I am as well. I shouldn't exaggerate it. Like, a lot of my show is still planned and everything. But I don't think it always happens as you get older. But I think as you get more experience, you just have that. You have the confidence anyway. You might not want to do that, but you have the tools to do it. And I just find for me, I do love the show to be different, a little bit different every time. And that probably is a temperamental thing. Some people are able to do like 100 shows pretty much word for word. But I'm just not that personality. I'm easily distracted. I like weird stuff to happen.
Yeah, definitely. And look, having a look at this show that you're performing, The Infinite Show, I've kind of seen that it is so much about, I guess, celebrating what makes people and I guess just existence a little bit odd, right? A little bit different. So why don't you tell me a little bit about the show that you've got for Sydney audiences?
Yeah, you're right. The show is basically about that. A lot of comedy is to do with really feeling different, basically, whatever in whatever form. Talking about how stupid other people are with their opinions, or plenty of my career has been about that as well. If you're doing comedy, that's kind of what happens. But I wanted this show to be kind of almost the opposite of that. To be an attempt, genuine attempt, to talk about how to find common ground and understand what unusual this. And as you say, basically, yeah, it's a good description. This show is meant to be about forming bonds with each other rather than like driving apart from each other, which is how society feels like it often is at the moment.
Yeah, definitely right now. And look, tell me a little bit about your stand-up persona, because your delivery is very quick. It's almost forgive me, but it's almost like a little neurotic. Like, how did you develop that kind of style?
Well, there's no magic trick to it. I just am neurotic. basically just me, except that actually when I started I was more kind of slick. I had more of an actual act. I think I felt like I think when you start, you feel like comedians are meant to be a certain way. Your delivery is meant to be a certain way. You've seen comedians on the TV and stuff like that. These days I don't try to live up to a particular ideal of the comedians on Netflix or anything like that. I just express my own personality. And I am someone that talks very fast and has a lot of opinions and a lot of worries, basically. So, the further you go on in your career, I think the more your on-stage persona is like matches up with your real self, if you see what I mean.
Mm-hmm. And I guess that's really interesting because, I've got a couple of comedian friends and something that I hear from them a lot of the time is that, when they're not performing or even just randomly, they can start to feel really unfunny, right? Really not happy or not funny at all. Do you have those moments yourself? Do you just have those moments where you feel like, man, I'm not doing well, like I'm not funny at the moment, or I'm bumming a little bit? Like, is that something that ever phases you?
Yeah, and I think, that affects everyone probably. And it's like with everything, confidence is key to doing it, I think. And also, yeah, off stage, you often do. There's the expectation that you'll be really fun company and stuff. And as you'll know, if you've got comedian friends, a lot of us aren't. It's like anything else; you have your ups and downs, basically. And I think part of what makes a really good comedian is being able to deliver it and pull it off, however you're actually feeling, whether you feel it yourself or not, going into that mode.
Yeah, definitely. Look, Words to Live by, Mark. And hey, look, all the best for your shows. They open on Monday, and it's two nights, right? It's Monday and Tuesday next week.
Yeah, I think it's just Tuesday and Wednesday.
Ah, it's the Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay. Well, look, all the best for the Sydney Comedy Festival and with The Infinite Show. Thanks so much for speaking to 2SER.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks very much.
And that was Mark Watson. He'll be performing at the Factory Theatre as part of the Sydney Comedy Festival on Tuesday and Wednesday next week.